Hey girl, and welcome to the L Potential Podcast. If you've got big dreams but don't know where to start, then this is your cue to keep listening. You've got this inner voice inside of you that is telling you that you are meant for so much more. And you're not wrong. There are 7.8 billion people in the world, and you are not meant to play small, to stay small, or to stay stuck in your current environment. My name is Brittany Tibbetts, and I am so passionate about growth and expansion. I mean, so passionate that I have teamed up with a group of powerhouse women, women of all different industries, who will share their steps, because there are no secrets, and what they did to break the barriers of their past environment so they could break the mold, tap into their potential, and reach that next level. And we all want you to do the same. We're cheering for you. As women, we know that we propel further faster when we support each other. So if you haven't done so already, please subscribe to this podcast, leave a review, and follow me on my Instagram at LPotential. Now let's pivot from our doubt and into our power by curating the lives of our dreams. You know you are meant for so much more, and your time is now. What? Like it's hard? Hey girl, hey, and welcome to the second season of the L Potential Podcast. Honestly, I'm so excited to introduce you to a new season of new powerhouse women from all different industries, and quite honestly, they are just as eager and excited to share their stories with you. They want to share the steps and the lessons that they have learned to overcome the different adversities, challenges, barriers that they faced in their past environments. They're going to share how they overcame it so they could reach the next level of where they currently are at today. And let's be honest, you know, here at the L Potential community, we are all about the power of collaboration. We know that we propel further faster when we collaborate with each other. And why reinvent the wheel if you don't have to? If there's something that you can learn from somebody else, we are going to bring that to the table and share it with you. So hopefully you can take that lesson and apply it to your situation so you don't have to learn the hard way. We want you to reach that next level quicker. Okay, so if you haven't checked out the first season of the L Potential Podcast, I highly encourage you to go back. We had some powerhouse women on from all different industries, like my very near and dear friend, Barbie Kermlavish. Barbara is known as the curl queen on TikTok with almost 1 million followers. And not only is she a near and dear friend of mine, but she has honestly inspired me so much behind the scenes of creating the L Potential brand. I am so excited for her. On the episode where we were talking, she was hinting and announced that she would be launching her new business, Curls Monthly, which, by the way, she's literally crushing. Go check it out at Curls Monthly. And on another side note, too, she also is the founder of Curls Vitality, where she is a curly hair coach changing hair across the globe, literally. I also had on Kirsten Cifelli. She is a fitness, wellness, and nutrition coach, as well as the founder of the Fun Size brand. She specifically works with clients 5'3" and under. My next guest was writer and marketer Melissa Forenza. She shares her story of how her writing career transitioned into marketing. I also had on Nadia Ladak and Simone Godbout. They are two of the four co-founders of Marlo, which is the first ever lubricated tampon. It's an incredibly interesting and inspiring story. On the show, they mentioned about wanting to continue to expand and market their product, and they are continuing and expanding within the market. And if you are interested in fashion, you need to listen to the episode where I had on Dr. Axie Patel. She is not only a physician by day, but she's a fashion designer and founder of her fashion label, Tanisi. There is a lot of buzz, too, about the real estate industry and the glamorization of short-term real estate. Powerhouse Avery Carl was on, and her and I shared a conversation on this. And not only is she the short-term rental expert, but she is also the CEO of The Short-Term Shop, where she helps others find the perfect short-term investment properties. I also introduced you to Katie Stoka and Doris Richards, the badass founders of The Skin Bitches. It was such a fun episode talking with them. And ultimately, what The Skin Bitches is a skincare line that was developed by both Katie and Doris, where they identified the needs of their skin and developed products surrounding that to help other women. Both Katie and Doris have incredible backgrounds, and you need to go check out the podcast to see how they not only are the entrepreneurs and founders behind The Skin Bitches, but also their story of how Katie developed and patented the first ever magnetic eyelash, and how Doris transitioned from being an Olympic diver to creating sexy sweaties, which was a unique way to take off undergarments after a workout so you could go about and do your errands for the girl on the go. And on a similar note, I have to mention Addie Gundry. She is the CEO and founder of Plooey. And what Plooey is it's the world's first ever self-sanitizing diaper changing table. She's literally changing the whole public restroom diaper changing experience for its users. And her background is also extremely dynamic. Addie has a culinary background. She has appeared on the Food Network, she's wrote for Martha Stewart Living, and she's designed food and beverage products for top brands like Starbucks and Doritos. Her story is so interesting, and she is changing the game in her industry. And honestly, this just goes to show you that the whole intention behind the podcast is to help motivate, inspire, and empower you to take your ideas to that next level, to push forward and take the necessary action to make your dreams, your ideas, whatever it may be, come to fruition. Now, honestly, you can hear the passion in my voice, and that's because I truly believe in the mission behind the L Potential brand. The intention behind my podcast is to serve as a platform to inspire and encourage and empower other women. And I mean this when I share that I put my heart and soul behind every episode that I publish because I believe in my mission. I believe in the mission so much, and I'm so passionate about introducing and connecting you with powerhouse women of all different industries. We all have a story to share, and we all have different things that we can learn from each other. It's very important to understand that whenever you have a new idea, it might not be received by those that you share it with in your current environment. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's important for you to know that you should not allow the opinions of others to knock down your idea. If you are passionate about something, follow through on it and don't take the opinions of others as the last word. You know that you have this idea planted in your soul for a reason, and it's up to you to give life to it. I talk about this all the time, but not everyone is going to see the idea through the same lens that you may see. If you've got big dreams, big goals, big ambition, then you may not receive the feedback that you're looking for from someone who just doesn't share that same mindset with you. And that's okay, but if I could share with you any advice, it would be do not ever let someone tell you what you are capable of, because only you are the master of your own ability. When someone starts doubting you, it's important for you to take a moment, pause, and realize that they are probably just projecting their own insecurities or their own fear onto you, and to not let it rattle you or steer you off your course. I mean, think about it. Life already brings to us our own challenges. So by having someone bring more challenges onto us, we don't have time for that. You're not going to be able to control every outcome, but you will always be able to control how you show up, how much effort and dedication and time you invest in something. And that's important to note, because the more you invest in something, the more you focus on it, the more you become obsessed with achieving your desired outcome, the more likely you are going to move quicker and closer to achieving it. It was a fun season filled with learning, and honestly, this next season, I wanted to start off with a solo episode again to kind of kick it off the right way. And for any of you who are out there who are getting ready to step into the unknown, start a new venture, I give you my advice to just take action. Honestly, there will never be a more perfect time to start something than there is now. And you will never be 100% ready. If you're waiting for the perfect time, you're just procrastinating. Let's just be honest and call it what it is. Another setback that a lot of us will face is the fear of being judged. Here's a very important message. You need to stop worrying if you are either going to be perceived as being too much or maybe perceived as too little in the space that you take up. Just be you for you. And ultimately, if every day you're just focused on doing you, you will feel whole and full in the life that you live. When you start following the path of what you are passionate about, you start unlocking more freedoms. The goal and the name of the game in life, I truly feel, is living life on your own terms. And the quickest way to level up is to chase your ambition like it is your mission. I mean, every time you push yourself into an unknown path, you unlock a new possibility. And what I always have to say, because fear is normal, is to feel the fear and face it anyway. Shatter through the limiting beliefs that are holding you back, keeping you chained, and define your own terms of life. Don't let society or anyone else in your environment dictate it for you. I'm about to share some powerful advice, so if you need to write this down, do so. So the best way to take charge to create change is through taking action. I know we all have heard the quote, I think it was from Albert Einstein, which is insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. Well, listen, you are not going to achieve different outcomes if you are staying within your comfort zone and doing the same thing that you've always been doing. So get out there, be fearless, be bold, be brave, and go after what it is that you want. There is this misconception that someone may see your talent or may see what you have to bring to the table and may give you an opportunity or unlock what it is that you're desiring to achieve. But no, you need to go back to the advice that I just shared, that the only way to take charge to create change is through taking action. And you have to stop waiting and need to start doing. Understand your role in this game of life. You get to steer yourself in any direction that you choose. And by waiting for something to happen for you is just a wish. Instead of wishing, start working. You have so much more potential and power than you give yourself credit for. And honestly, we all know how precious time is. And we know that we only have one chance at this game of life. So if you are going to live it, my belief is to give it all that you've got. Go all in, invest in yourself, and do everything that you can to make your dreams come true. Make your goals come true, because you have the power to give life to anything that you desire. So as we enter into this new season of the El Potential Podcast, season two, you will probably notice a similar pattern from the women who I introduced you in season one, where they share how they had this fixed, rigid vision of how their life would unfold. And ultimately, where they end up is completely different than where they thought that they would land. In life, we are all just truly trying to figure out what it is that we ultimately want. And it's interesting because when you start realizing what your life purpose is and what direction you want to move in, you start making choices and decisions that are in alignment with that, and you move yourself closer to your desired outcomes. The most interesting thing, though, is that you have to allow yourself flexibility so you can lean into the opportunities that you didn't initially anticipate or expect. And here's the thing, when you are entering new territory, you're stretching your mind, you're seeing things and stepping outside of your comfort zone in a way that you probably didn't ever see them before, you have to understand that when opportunities present, they're going to present in a way that you didn't initially anticipate or expect, because your mind and you just weren't at that level to see it through the lens that you see it when it presents itself. Okay, so we're getting pretty deep here. And honestly, I'm excited. I want to go back to the launch of season two. So today is the first episode, and you can expect every Friday I will be launching a new episode where I will introduce you to a powerhouse woman. I appreciate your support. I would love if you are enjoying the episode, if you share it with a friend, you share it with someone who you think it may also resonate with, and also if you could please leave a review. It helps put us on the map. So here's a quick rundown of the lineup. I will be introducing you to not only different founders of different industries, I'll be introducing you to powerhouse fashion experts, I will be introducing you to celebrity hairstylists, and so much more. I cannot wait. These women are so inspiring, and you are definitely going to feel the bump that you need to then take it and carry those lessons onto your journey. I hope you all have a great rest of your day, and I am so excited. I will see you next Friday. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you're enjoying the podcast like I am and love meeting different powerhouse women of all different industries, leave a review. Share each episode with your friends. It only helps put us on the map. We know that as women, we propel further faster when we collaborate. And you have this voice inside of you that has been telling you that you're meant for so much more. You know it. I know it. Your time is now. What? Like it's hard?